من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. As mentioned, the surah was revealed, and particularly the first 83 ayats, when the Christians of Najran had come to debate with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and in there also we learned a few important points. One was they were thinking that they were on the right, and they were totally in the wrong. Many times we also, many of our discussions, debates we have, our opinions, we are convinced we are in the right, but in actual fact we are totally wrong. The very important point also is they were Christians, so they were following Isa alayhi salam, but they were not following him at all. What he had taught is in the original Bible, and the teachings of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam were completely different. They were the true teachings of Allah Ta'ala. But over this the years, they went into complete wrong beliefs, believing that Isa alayhi salam is the son of Allah, or that he is Allah himself, or that he is part of the Trinity. So though they were thinking they were Christians, they were following Isa alayhi salam, but it was the total opposite. And Allah has revealed all this in the Quran Sharif, that we take lessons. It mustn't happen that we also call ourselves Muslims, and we are also convinced we are following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's teachings, but we are believing something completely opposite. Like the true deen, which is called the deen ma ana alayhi wa ashabi, that is what I am on and my sahaba, which is the original true deen. Today, if we say we are still following that, but we are following all modern ways, we are following things which are totally against Sharia, we are accepting photography, or that there is another view that photography is permissible, or music is permissible, all the wrong things we are believing in, and we are still calling ourselves Muslims, that is not going to help us at all. And we will be in a big deception, just like the Christians were and are in a big deception. According to them, they dying for Isa alayhi salam. The nuns and monks, they feel that they are total devotees to Isa alayhi salam. But in actual fact, it is the total opposite. So we must be careful that we must not think also that we are following the true deen, which people call, these people are conservatives, or these people are orthodox. There is nothing like that, and that they are modern. They are going according to the present day times. There is only one deen and which is acceptable to Allah, and that is ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. Not just modern all things. So we must not be deceived. Also, whether we are the ordinary people or the elite and the ulama, like in this group came the greatest padri and the greatest the rahib, the greatest priest also was with them. And he, with all his knowledge, was in total darkness and ignorance, and in the complete opposite religion of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So we also must not think that I'm an alim, so I'm correct, I'm all right. They were totally wrong. So we have to learn these great lessons. Allah Ta'ala then revealed this ayat to refute that there is nothing like Isa alayhi salam is the son of God, or that he is God, Allah, or is part of Trinity. Allah says, Alif Lam Mim. The meaning of that is only known to Allah Ta'ala. Hurufi Muqatta'at. And there is a great lesson in this also, ulama have written. The Quran starts right at the beginning of Surah Baqarah with also these three alphabet letters, Alif Lam Mim. And the meaning of that is known to no one. So that proves that we know nothing whatsoever. And a person who thinks I know everything, tell him to give the meaning of the first alphabets of the Quran Sharif. What's the meaning of Alif Lam Mim Mim? Mufassireen have written that this meaning is known only to Allah Ta'ala. Nobody else knows. So nobody can claim I'm a know-all. And I know everything. I'm Sheikh-e-Kul, that I'm the master of all subjects. We know absolutely, the very starting proofs to us, we know nothing. So a person who thinks that I know a lot is already on the wrong path. A person who admits I know nothing, but what Allah opens for us, so much only we know. Then Allah is the one being. Allah is that being that we have to follow. Allah Ta'ala has been since ever, Allah will be forever. Isa alayhi salam was not since ever. Allah created him, he came into existence. He will not be forever. He will also die. So that is clear proof that he is not Allah. Allah is that one being that was all the time, who was in existence all the time. And he is that absolute being who has created everything. So we have to submit fully to Allah Ta'ala. Those people who follow their own thinking, their own brains, those people go astray. But those who submit to Allah and accept everything what Allah has said, those people get guided. And unfortunately, we might think that we are in that group, that we also follow Allah. But we should think a little bit. Almost all of us, we follow our own brains, what our mind tells us. And for example, we want to make people happy, and we don't even think of making Allah happy. Allah doesn't even come in the equation. Just like atheists are, Allah doesn't come in the equation. They admit it openly, we don't believe in Allah, and atheists. And it must not happen that we are the same. Only we don't, we say we believe in Allah, but yet we don't, we're believing in our brain, our planning, our thinking. This must happen, make everyone happy, don't let anyone be upset. And in the process, we are not even thinking of making Allah unhappy, we're not thinking of Allah in the least, first in the first place. So Allah is that being that we have to follow him. La ilaha illa hu. Uske siwa koi ma'bud nahi. There is no other object of worship besides Allah. Allah is the one being that is on his own, since ever, forever. And he is, as we in Farsi, Persian and Urdu, we say Khuda. That is, who is Asfud, who is by himself. Nobody created Allah. Nobody brought Allah into existence. Allah himself is just there. And he is, so he is that being. So Isa alayhi salam was not there on his own. He was created by Allah. So he can't be Allah. He can't be the son of Allah. He can't be part of Trinity. And the other great qualities of Allah, Allah explains here, Al-Hayyul Qayyum. Allah is Al-Hayy, the ever-living, that Allah was since ever, Allah is forever. Allah created the creation came into existence. A time will come when Allah will destroy everything, and nothing will remain but Allah alone. So Allah is that being. Isa alayhi salam, or any Nabi, or all the Anbiya together, all the creation together, don't come one bit to this quality of Allah. So nobody else can be an object of worship, not even our brains and our desires. As Allah Ta'ala says, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Have you seen that stupid idiot who made his own desires his God? So he follows his desires. There are how many of us, though we might be Muslims, we might be learned in Islam, but we still follow our own ideas, our own opinions. We don't look for the solutions in the Quran Sharif, in the Hadith Sharif. We follow our own ideas. So Allah is that being who has been since ever. He is ever living, Al-Qayyum. And he is living, and he is the one who gives life to everything. And he is the one who controls life. Life is not one second in our control. A doctor, he can be a cardiologist. His own heart is not in his control. Forget the heart of the patient he's treating. A neurologist is not in control of his own brains. Forget the brains of the person he's treating. A very famous Muslim cardiologist, passed away many years ago, but very famous, and all should go to him. He was in Lodium, and he was treating one patient who was already given anesthetic, and he bent down to do the heart operation, and he himself died of a heart attack. So he was trying to fix the next person's heart. His own heart wasn't in his control. In a very, some years ago, a meeting of all the cardiologists of the world, in that they chose the most learned cardiologist as the president, the chairperson of that whole meeting, that seminar convention of death. In that convention, he died of a heart attack. He is supposed to be the leader of all the cardiologists of the world, and he died of a heart attack. Nothing is in our control. Allah Ta'ala controls everything. Al-Qayyum. And where Isa alayhi salam, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nobody controls everything, anything. And all of us together, we are the humble slaves of Allah. We are not even to be fit to be the slaves of Allah. We are nothing in the spectrum of Allah Ta'ala's creation. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam also doesn't feature anywhere. So where can he be God or the Son of God or part of Trinity? So this was totally rejected, and the Christians admitted to it, but their stubbornness did not accept them, their pride did not permit them to accept Islam. They knew this is the truth, they admitted it. We got no answers, we accept what you say is right, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they did not accept Islam. Hidayat is solely in the hands of Allah. Outwardly, the causes of not being guided is, one is pride, obstinacy, and the one is a person who follows his lust and desire. He feels his own brain, he made his own brain his God, he won't accept the truth. And a person who just wants to follow his desires, and every religion teaches us against our desires. And that is why the world today is bent to destroy religion, so that we have freedom to follow our desires. Because religion, any religion, it controls us. That stealing is haram. That looking, having a relation with another woman, somebody else's wife, etc., is haram. So religion teaches us that, but we want to remove that. And we want to have that freedom like animals. So therefore, just remove religion. Then we have got our freedom. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is that being that is in control of everything. And our own whims and fancies, our own desires, they did not create us. They don't feed us. They don't look after us. They do nothing for us. Allah is the one who does everything. So all of us, the Christians, the Muslims, Jews, all we should turn to Allah Ta'ala and follow His commands. May Allah let us appreciate the great kitab which Allah has given us, and let us not follow our obstinacy, our stubbornness, our lust and our desire. Then we will also find hidayat in Islam which we are lacking, and we will find it. But as long as we think, I am a know-all, I know everything, I'm in fact teaching other people, so who is there to teach me? I am the one who's teaching everyone. Then we will be left in the dark and in misguidance. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.